880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome to another edition of Freed on... Okay, I'm going up and down here, Oscar. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a great show for you today. We've got Lauren Book. She's live here on the radio with us. She ended her walk. You've heard us chronicling her walk and why she walks and why we walk. We'll be talking to her live. Then we've got Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founding president of the business networking group, BNI. We're going to talk about business networking and sex. Then we're going to talk about how kidney disease has hit home for myself and my family. And we'll end up the show with What's on My Mind, a wonderful, rambling, fun thing. So, Oscar, let's start with Lauren. Is she out there?
Hey, all right. How are you?
Hey, Lauren,
Jim?
How are you?
How are you? Doing great.
All right, Lauren, tell us a little bit about what happened there this week and how everything went on your walk.
We finished on Tuesday. It was an incredible day. We have got 6,000 miles logged, if you can believe that, over our five-year journey. We had the governor, the lieutenant governor walking with us, the attorney general, the entire cabinet. We had survivors and drivers from all over the state of Florida. It was an incredible day.
Wow. It sounds like you've been connecting with old friends, incredible advocates across the state, local leaders. You had bikers with you against the Child Abuse International thing. Hey, weren't you honored with Bridgeway's Humanitarian of the Year Award?
It was an we did, and it was something so exciting, and we had Baca out with us. It has just been an incredible, incredible end to a very, very impactful walk. And still here in Tallahassee, we had a few pieces of legislation for the year, and it will be a very year.
Well, Lauren, it's absolutely terrific. You sound a little drained. You walked 6,000 miles this time. You shook a bunch of hands. Lauren, why do we walk?
You know, like I said, on the final day of a year ago, my family had no idea that he was a victim, and he had tested it. So, you know, it was small for me, being able to shine.
Well, Lauren, you know, I really do appreciate everything you did. Now, if somebody, we all know that because of you, you have to report somebody that you think is a child sexual abuser. How do people do that?
Well, it's very important that you call the hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. If you suspect that a child is being harmed, we must report it.
Now, Lauren, one last thing before we let you go. What's on tap for the rest of the year? You had your Fiorentino and Reed event. You've done the walk. You've been L'Oreal Woman of the Year. What do you got on tap for this summer?
Well, we are launching our pilot program of Safer Smarter Kids in the Bronx in New York at the end of May, and then traveling to The Hague in the Netherlands to speak and continuing to develop our curriculum and get it out there into schools.
If Lauren, if people want to follow you, what's your website and how do they do that?
We would love for them to just watch the journey unfold for us, and it is laurenskids.org.
Lauren, thank you so much for making us a part of your journey. Vivian and I look forward to seeing you when you and Coach when you get back to town, and thank you for allowing us to participate in your events and for inspiring us.
We love you, and we cannot wait to see you when we're back.
All right. Hugs to you and Coach Lauren. We'll see you soon. We'll be right back after this. We've got Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI. We've got the UHealth segment. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about how lives are being saved at UHealth, and we'll have a personal testimony for that. We'll be back after this. Oscar, take me away.
There is life, there is passion, leave the grand field. If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, you heard us talking to Lauren, and you heard Oscar messing up the volume on the board over there. You heard us talking to Lauren, and, you know, Lauren and our entire family and village of all the people we work with, we all are on board with Lauren. So are friends at Warren Henry. When Lauren was looking to put out her Love and Healing license plate, Warren Henry helped us get over the hump. And, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary net repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
All right, everybody, join me on May 8th at the Colliers International Real Estate Capital Summit. It's going to be held over at the James L. Knight Center. It's going to be Thursday, May 8th from 8 o'clock to 4:30. Over 300 real estate capital sources and intermediaries, including me, will be there. I'll be interviewing a really cool special guest. So make sure you check out what we're going to be doing together with the IMN. You can go to, if you'd like to register, you can call 646-862-9912 or email Scott at Green Pearl Events. So make sure you join me at the Colliers Real Estate Capital Summit. Annual Spring Single Family REO Aggregation, the REO to Rental Forum, IMN. They're going to be putting that on. They'll have over 800 executives, 140 speakers, 200 funds, REITs, and other investors, 34 sessions, 69 exhibitors, and one Jim Fried. It's going to be awesome. So join me there, too. Give the discount code JF20 when you're registering, and you save yourself 20%. You can register by calling 212-224-3428, or you can email them hotline at imn.org.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Hey, Oscar, it looks like we've got the technical difficulties set for now. Good thing you fed the gerbil during the break. We've got Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI. It's the world's largest business networking organization. Dr. Meisner founded BNI in 1985. It now has 6,300 chapters throughout every populated continent in the world. I guess that means there's nothing in Antarctica. Dr. Meisner, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk today about business networking and sex. Oh, boy, here we go.
Thanks. It's great to be back on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, that's a great little tease, but I know that when I go out and network, sometimes there's people that just you run into and it becomes a little awkward situation because they're using a little bit of, we'll call it what they have to flaunt, to get your attention, and it may make people uncomfortable.
You know, actually, I was surprised at just how many people felt uncomfortable with that. There were a number of complaints about both men and women. Women complained about how men behaved. And by the way, business networking and sex is about the difference between men and women, just to set the record straight. And women did comment a lot about how men behaved. They behaved badly at networking events, kind of using it for an opportunity for a date. Men complained, as did women, interestingly enough, about the way women dressed. Well, actually, the men didn't complain, but they did comment about the way women dressed. And we find that really interesting because we've been to a lot of networking events, my co-authors and I, and We hadn't really recognized that as a large percentage of people.
I don't think it needs to be a large percentage of people. I just think it needs a couple of people to stir up the pot. And, you know, uncomfortable is you know, just what you don't want in a networking situation. And you want to be remembered, in my personal opinion, for what you have to offer the other person and what you can do to help them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and we call that the exception becomes the perception, that it is, in fact, a very small percentage of men who behave badly and a very small percentage of women who dress provocatively, but that small percentage becomes the perception of the gender, that the exception becomes the perception. It's the men behaving badly that the women are talking about. It's the women who are dressed provocatively that the men are talking about.
So
and
what?
By the way, this was based on a survey of 12,000 people. So this isn't just our opinions. This is 12,000 people from all over the world. You're right. Antarctica was not included in any of the work I do. But all populated continents of the world participated in this, and these are some of the findings.
Now, what are some of the other findings that you found in your survey? Because I really think that everybody, as women continue their inclusion in the workforce and rise to positions of power, there's all kinds of things that can happen in the workplace and in the networking circumstance. What do you find is the most effective way to deal between men and women when you're networking across gender lines?
Well, we found that between men and women, women are more likely to be relational in their networking than men are, and men are more likely to be transactional in their networking than women are. And let me put that in perspective. A lot of what I teach involves what's called the VCP process, visibility, credibility, profitability. Visibility, credibility, profitability. You first have to be visible in the community, then you have to establish credibility, and only then can you get to profitability. If you do it right, it's three phases and it's chronological. Here's where it goes wrong, and men and women do it differently. Men are more likely than women, based on the survey, to go from visibility right to profitability. So they meet someone and say, "Hi, my name's Ivan. Let's do business." And so they go right for the business. And we call that in the book, we call that premature solicitation, which you don't want to say fast three times, get you in trouble. So men are more likely to do that. Women, on the other hand, were more likely to go from visibility to credibility, get caught up in credibility, and just never get around to asking for the business. And that was very interesting to see the differences between the way men and women operated.
You know, I think I'm lucky because I grew up in an age where we had to learn about the Japanese cultures and how you really couldn't ask for the sale till you got to know them. Now I live in Miami where it's pretty much the same thing. Long dinners, long lunches, get to know, and then you can ask for the close. And I think that also building credibility is all about networking and delivering on what you say.
It is about delivering what you say, no question about it. When you give a referral away, you give a little bit of your reputation away with it. So that when you give a good referral, it can actually enhance your reputation. But if you give a bad referral, it hurts your reputation. And so people need to be very careful about giving referrals until there's a trust. When people ask me for referrals, and they ask me all the time, "Hey, would you introduce me to so-and-so?" I'm like, so that I can sell them my products or service, I'm like, you know, I don't know you well, and I'm not going to introduce someone I don't know to someone I know and trust.
Oh, yeah. My real thing is whenever somebody I'm talking to somebody about giving me referrals in the future, I go, my number one thing that I want to do is make sure that the person thanks you for the introduction. Dr. Meiser, can you stick with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
All right. Stick with us. We're going to be right back with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the chairman and founder of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. Oscar, take us away. I love that song. You know, I saw this thing about Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and how it got recorded down there. One of the most fascinating things I've seen on public radio in a long, long time. And oh, by the way, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years, always the best price, always the best service, always respect, always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's Major League fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Hey, everybody. Oh, I just love that part. Dive right in. I'm going to dive right into this. As we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts with the new laser care procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses. You can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is the best part of this. Call 305-243-2020. And I love the person that came up with that. To schedule a consultation. Hey, trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. They treat my eyes. Let them treat yours. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call, here it comes again, 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back on the air. We've got renowned networking expert, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. Dr. Meisner founded BNI in 1985 and now has over 6,300 chapters throughout every populated continent in the world. And Dr. Meisner, when we were going out on the last segment, I asked Oscar to play Respect by Aretha Franklin because I think that business relationships have to be founded on respect. And that's what we're talking about today.
It is. Respect and trust are absolutely key. And by the way, Jim, call me Ivan, please.
Okay, you got it, Ivan.
Yeah, respect and trust are key to building a powerful personal network. And when we're talking about the difference between men and women, it's important. Trust is important to both men and women, but they go about developing the trust in different ways, which was another surprise for me. Men tend to, when they're first meeting each other and trying to establish trust, first time to just begin establishing trust. Women complained that men would introduce themselves like a resume. You know, I'm the vice president of marketing for XYZ company, and it's just boom, 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 boom. And they thought, like, wow, really? You know, they're bragging. Why do men always brag when they introduce themselves? Yeah. But men are looking for those, you know, points to check off. Yep, okay, that's good, that's good. Ooh, I'm impressed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, women, on the other hand, tend to introduce themselves in a more relational way. For example, one woman said, when I meet another woman at a networking event, I ask, how did you get here? You know, who invited you? If a man is there and watches this, you know, and one woman will say to the other, oh, my friend Sally invited me. Sally? Oh, you know Sally? I know Sally, too. Now, some guy would be standing there going, oh, please bleed me out. This is crazy. You're talking about Sally. Who cares about Sally? Let's do business. And so the women tend to have this more relational conversation. The men tend to have that more transactional conversation. You know, I'm not saying one's good and one's bad. They're just different. And it's important to understand that if you're talking with somebody of the opposite sex, learning how to communicate with them in a way that connects with them better is effective.
You know, I always like to look whoever it is in the eye and just ask them about themselves and just lay back and let them tell me so that they can hopefully build some comfort. If I listen long enough, they'll tell me something that I've got in common with them that I can build on, and it goes from there.
Yeah, now see, that is a relational approach. So if you have them speak first and then wait until there's some overlapping area of interest, then you talk about that overlapping area of interest. That's not transactional. That's a very relational approach. One of the things that we found was that people who focus on a relational approach to networking versus a transactional approach do better. they generate more business through networking with that approach rather than a transactional approach. So that's the way to do it.
Well, a lot of the events that I go to network, I've now in the more mature part of my my business career, I found that folks come up to me. I let other people I know hang around me, and that helps them meet people. It builds the bond. A lot of times I'm the thing that people have in common, and I'm putting the pieces together, and I'm creating the comfort, and it's really a wonderful thing to watch happen.
Yeah, if you can be a connector, it's a great way to build a powerful network. If you know a lot of people and you go to networking events, introducing people around, being the sort of the hub, connecting people is always a great way to network, but it takes time to build that kind of relationship. I mean, you didn't accomplish that overnight. It took a lot of work and relationship building to get there.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to be able to ramp up in my career and have some good success early and then build on that, and I guess that's part of the first thing is building credibility.
It is, and networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. You know, it's about cultivating those relationships, and that's where you're building the credibility.
You know, I call it playing the long game. I like to play the long game. I'm not really in it to close this deal. I'm in it to get to know the person and close all the deals, or at least a number of them.
Yeah, you know, if you're basically eating what you kill, if you're going out and cold calling, direct marketing, you're not building a reoccurring business. The beauty of networking is that you build this ongoing referral so that you have people out there sending business your way, and it's a much more effective way to build a business. I mean, I decided years ago I never wanted to cold call again for the rest of my life. I built a career cold calling, and I don't want to do it again.
No, I do warm calling, and the most successful relationship that I've had recently was a gentleman that I had a financial relationship with 20 years ago. He saw how I treated his boss, and then when he became in a position of decision-making, he called me back. We did a transaction together. He told me before we did the first transaction, here were the other five. I said, great, tell me about them after I do the first one, and I'll earn your trust on the first one. Now we're doing the second one. It's just, yeah. It's really great to watch the principles that I've learned with your books over time working. And Ivan, let's talk about that for a minute. You've written a bunch of books. The book about business networking and sex is one of them. You know, what's the one that you've got now that's on top of mind?
You know, the one that I've got now, I have a B&I edition of it. We don't have the public edition, but I haven't been this excited about a concept in a long time. It's called Who's in Your Room? Who's in your room?
Well, who's in the room? What is that? That sounds great, but what does that really mean?
Okay, so if you got 60 seconds, I can probably describe it.
You got 61 seconds. Oscar, okay. How many seconds do I have? I got 300 seconds. You're on,
right,
Doc. Go for it.
Imagine you lived your entire life in one room. One room, and that room had only one door, and that door was an enter-only door. There was no exit. So when somebody comes into your room or into your life, they are in your life forever. You can never get rid of them. If that were true, this is a metaphor, if that were true, here's the question we pose. Would you be more selective about the people you let into your room?
Fascinating.
And the answer for you, Jim?
The answer for me is yes, I think I would be.
You know what? I have never had not one person, and I have talked to hundreds and hundreds of people about this, I've never had anyone say, no, it wouldn't matter. Everybody says, yeah, I'd be more selective. As a matter of fact, I would really change a lot of the ways I start to build relationships if it were true that I could never get them out. Well, the truth is, you may be able to get them out of your life or out of your room, but sometimes it's really difficult. And remember, I run a network. So when you bring somebody into a network who's not a good fit, it's hard to get them out of that network. And so what we talk about in the book is having a doorman. The doorman is your subconscious. We're not talking about an actual person, but your subconscious, and you are using that to screen people who come into your life based on your values, based on your ethics, based on the kind of people you want to work with and share your life with. And so you bring people in. Now, that sounds obvious, and everyone goes, oh, yeah, well, who doesn't do that? A lot of us don't do that. I brought in somebody into a project who I knew was a pain in the butt. I knew that he was just full of drama. But I thought, you know what, I could deal with it because he's really good at what he does, technical skills. man, was it the most expensive mistake I have ever made in my life. He was so difficult to work with, the project suffered. And when I first started talking to Stuart Emery, my co-author on this book, when I first started talking to him about this concept, I immediately went back and fired that guy. It completely turned the project around overnight.
You know, my thing is that in real estate, I say you can always get a bad deal to work itself out, but a bad partner is what kills everything.
Everything, every time. That's a great way to put it.
You know, so we've only got, 3 minutes left, Dr. Ivan.
Yep.
Ivan, let's talk a little bit about diet for a minute, because I've always found, I just had back surgery. The number one thing in my world is getting myself healthy. And so, you know, what do you think about the health and wellness and all that other stuff and its impact on networking?
I think it's huge, and I don't know if you know, but I was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago, and just did a book, a digital book, a Kindle book called The Meisner Plan. Not in a million years did I ever think I'd be writing about health, but I was able to go into remission without surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy by changing my diet. I radically changed my diet, and within 9 months was in full remission. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so I think health is critical. It's a different answer than I would have given 2 years ago, but having personally lived it and seen the results, I think it's incredible. And had I gone through the surgery and the radiation or the chemotherapy, my life would be drastically different than what it is.
Oh yeah, for sure. And in fact, in the second half of the show, we're going to have my wife and her doctor on. My wife just recently went through a critical thing with her renal situation, so we're going to talk about that. And what I've observed is that the attitude and the diet and the commitment plays an important role. And when people get on board with that, you're able to execute the plan better.
Huge. Absolutely. And you have to be, you know, really conscientious about executing that plan. And you have to, I think people have to understand that you are the captain of your own ship when it comes to health. And you're going to hear a lot of people give you a lot of recommendations. And the truth is you got to listen to a lot of them and then pick a direction and go all in for what works for you based on your own knowledge and information. I mean, I've seen a lot of doctors that gave me bad information, and of course a lot of individuals who weren't doctors who gave me horrible information, and you got to find what works for you.
Yeah, I really think that it's walking through life, picking up the pieces that are around you and putting them together, letting them into your door, as you said, putting them into the room. Ivan, we've only got about a minute left. If people want to find your books, if they want to join BNI chapters, where do they go for that kind of information?
BNI.com, they can get information on the organization. I also have a website if your listeners would like information about networking. I have a blog, businessnetworking.com, and all of my books are available at Amazon, except Who's in Your Room. That's only available at BNI.com at this time.
And all I can say is I follow Ivan on Twitter at Ivan Meisner, and a lot of this stuff you can pick up off of Twitter from him. He's social. He's thoughtful. I don't think you're really that provocative. I think you're just on point all the time. Ivan, thanks for joining us. We'll coordinate with your team to get you when you've got some free time again on a Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be on anytime, Jim. Thank you.
All right, Ivan. Hey, Oscar, we'll be right back after this. We're going to have a story that has basically changed my life. It's changed my family's life. You're going to hear the real right pipeline into me and my heart. Back after this, Oscar, take us away.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Doctor, that's right. You can take off the headsets. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Right. Hey, you know, discover UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right in our own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more about the advances in people shaping the future of healthcare today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays on the Dolphin continue heading westbound out towards the Palmetto Expressway. Broken down vehicle now. Southbound Turnpike Extension at Quail Roost Drive has a right lane blocked. Broward County, delays now on 595. Got an eastbound crash east of Flamingo. It's got a left lane blocked. 95 off-ramp to Copens Road still blocked. Southbound off-ramp shut down. That is due to an overturned tractor trailer. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Oscar, thank you so much. This is the point where we talk about UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida, how it includes 300 specialty doctors and dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now they're in Plantation. And we talk about what sets UHealth apart with their comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. Well, what we're going to talk about today is what sets UHealth apart, and it's going to come straight from my mind. So, Oscar, cue the music.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
All right. We've got Dr. Diego on. He's here with UHealth. He's our nephrologist, our kidney specialist. And Dr. Diego, just give me a second because I'm trying to learn how to work my iPad here. But anyway, Dr. Diego, you have a real special role in my life. And Dr. Diego's role in my life is what he did with the love of my life, Vivian Freed. Honey, why don't you tell people what's going on here?
Okay. I want to start how this whole thing started. On my first day of dialysis in January 2014, I met my doctor, Dr. Diego, who had been told, I'd been told for months how great he was. Finally, I met him and my life changed. He was so positive. He sat down with me as I was getting dialyzed and gave me hope and explained what I needed to do to get feeling better. First, he spent 20 minutes or more getting my kidney diet app on my phone. This was a late evening and he was leaving to go pick up his daughter, but he would not leave till I had my app on my phone. His caring, his devotion made me feel so special and lucky that I knew something great would happen and I would be fine. As it turns out, I am doing so well. I amaze my doctors, my support system, including my rock, my best friend, my husband, Jim. I want to thank all my support system, Dr. Diego's right-hand person, a beautiful nurse, both inside and out, Patricia. She has been there for me every day through my journey. My doctors, Judy Wolger and Dr. Ashwin Mehta. Dr. Mehta told me something very important and taught me a lot. He told me the mind needs to work with the body. I never understood him till now. Dr. Mehta, you got my brain rolling, and every day I see the world clearer. Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt, that introduced me to UHealth and provided me with the best staff to help me through the darkest days of my journey. Magali Robitaille for being my angel. Madeline Gonzalez from Executive Resident, who's there 24-7, making sure I get my appointments. This is the best program a hospital can have, which is also called the Champions, because that's who you are when you become part of their executive team. My dear friend Lauren and Ron Book, who have inspired me in giving me the honor to be part of Lauren's Kids. To my friends at UHealth, Joanne Leahy, Lisa Worley, Michelle Hernandez, my whole family at the DaVita Dialysis Center. My best friend, my cousins, my aunt, my uncle, my parents. My housekeeper, who called my husband the morning that my kidneys failed. This support system have emailed me, called me, texted me every day of my journey. And last, my rock, my husband, my best friend, who has lived, breathed, and was there for me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, holding my hand and telling me, I will make it. I will be fine. I thank my whole support system.
Oh, thank you, honey. That's kind of the middle part of the story. The beginning part of the story was that the housekeeper found you after months of decline, years of decline, lying on the floor, unable to communicate, and they called me. And, then the process that we just discussed started. I want to introduce now Dr. Diego. Dr. Diego, first of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you do for myself and my family and for our community. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what the nephrology, kidney, national chronic kidney disease stuff is that you do, and thank you again.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Vivian. Thank you. I didn't know about the housekeeper in the house. I just learned something new about you today. Mm-hmm. And Jim, thank you for the opportunity to come in here. In your hospitality.
It's my pleasure. It's you're a blessing to our whole community. Thanks to Pascal for bringing you here. Now, tell us a little bit about what goes on at the Kidney Center. It's not just about getting rid of everybody's bad blood.
That's correct. First of all, we are one of several dozen kidney centers in Miami, and that tells you that there's a tremendous amount of kidney disease in the city. In fact, in this country, something about an order of 10% of all adults in this country have some degree of kidney disease, particularly if you have diabetes or hypertension, which are incredibly common in society. So we have a ready supply of patients. Most don't even know they have it, and eventually many of them go to dialysis. The more fortunate ones, the healthier ones, and I think Vivian here will eventually go on to get a kidney transplant.
Well, you know, you mentioned there that a lot of people don't know that they have the problem. And Vivian was misdiagnosed for many years. They thought that she had, what the heck did they call that, Vivian?
Low potassium.
Chronic, whatever it is?
Chronic disease.
No, chronic neuritis or whatever. What the heck was that with the skin thing? I don't know. All kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, the main thing was that I was watching my wife dissipate before my eyes, and I couldn't believe what was going on. It was breaking my heart. And then just the other side of the whole thing, I have my wife just absolutely reappear out of nowhere. And now I've got this sparkling person. Is this the effect that dialysis can have somebody in just a few short months?
Yes, it actually can. It depends on how far you've fallen, how far you'll recover. And it can be People tend to be extremely afraid of dialysis. They think of it as the end of life. But what I try to reassure people that it's actually the beginning of life. They're going to begin to feel normal again, and usually in a relatively short period of time. But in order for a person to actually feel better, you have to teach, you have to educate, you have to take time. And that eventually will empower that individual to take control of their own issues. And there's nothing more gratifying than have somebody independent who knows what's neat, who tells the dietitians what to do because they know more about their disease than the dietitians do. And ultimately, the patients will do much, much better.
Vivian, do you feel empowered? Because I know you felt helpless there for quite a long time. We didn't know what to do, and it was quite a problem for us.
My doctor inspired me so much. I'll never forget the first day he sat with me. He wouldn't leave till I felt comfortable enough. I don't know how to thank this doctor, but I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I thank you, Health. I thank Dr. Diego. I love him. He's the best thing that happened to me in my whole life, besides you, honey.
That's okay. I wasn't getting too jealous, Dr. Diego, because I know where she lives, and she's absolutely the center of my universe. And I got to tell you, I just had the back surgery, and I could have never made it without her love and caring. And that's what she learned from the people that she's around all the time, her support network, because she reflects what you and your team have done. How do you get the people that you have on your team? How do you find them?
A lot of it is serendipity. The good ones stick around. Let me just say that.
What makes a good one?
I think a combination of knowledge and dedication, and you have to have a little bit of selflessness. It's just sort of common sense. If you like a person, if someone is your friend and you know those characteristics, that usually spills over to your work as well. And it's pretty easy to spot them.
Now, chronic kidney disease is common among a bunch of adults. Is this something that also affects kids?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, it's not as common among kids, but University of Miami in Jackson, for instance, has its own pediatric dialysis clinic. So it is a very important problem among kids, and it's very devastating when it affects families with children.
You know, all I can tell you is that I know that it takes incredible dedication on the part of the patient because the dialysis is not an easy process. It also takes a lot of dedication for the support system and the family of the person that's on dialysis, because I know that no matter how, quote-unquote, easy the session may be, there's all kinds of nuances that occur, and my wife always comes home and needs at least a couple of minutes to relax and get herself together. Honey, how do you feel about dialysis? How do you feel about the dialysis center at U Health? Is it something that you could recommend to other people?
Of course. It's made me feel so wonderful. I can do almost anything now. I mean, the darkest days have become the most brightest days for me. I mean, dialysis for me is life. It's just something that I never expected. I never knew better. I lived in a very dark world for years, and now I finally see the light. And it's because of my great doctor, Dr. Diego, and his nurse, Patricia, and my whole dialysis family. I love them all, but I thank them from the bottom of my heart because I would have never made it this far.
Dr. Diego, we only have about a minute left. If somebody thinks that they have kidney disease, what would the symptoms that they would be showing be?
Well, fortunately, there are no symptoms unless the condition is very advanced. But if somebody is getting up to urinate a lot at night, if their legs are swelling, if their blood pressure is going out of control, if they're feeling very fatigued, maybe nauseated, cramping, these are symptoms that would usually get somebody to see a physician, but otherwise it's pretty silent.
And if they think they have kidney disease or need a referral from their doctor, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach us at the University of Miami. It's very easy to call at the referral center, University of Miami Nephrology Department. We have a big staff of nephrologists that we have. Many of us will be available to see the patients right away.
Vivian, I'm going to give you the last word. This is all about you. You're the person that I love the most in the entire universe. And Dr. Diego and his team, and I'll just have to say this, God have given you back to me. You get the last word, honey.
I want to thank everybody at U Health. But mostly, I want to thank my great doctor, Dr. Diego, and his beautiful nurse, Patricia. I love you so much, doctor.
Oh, thank you so much, honey. I think, gosh. Well, I'm not jealous, doctor. I get good kisses, too. Hey, Oscar, we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about what's on my mind, and I think you know where I'm heading after that segment. Oh, my God, honey, you should see the beaming woman that I'm married to. I'll tell you, I just absolutely love her. And you know what she loves? She loves her car that she got from Warren Henry, thanks to our good friends Larry and Warren's Inn. And you know, it's always I have to take a breath. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You heard our interview with Lauren Book from The Road. She just ended her 6,000-mile walk where she met people. Her walk was to end sexual abuse and to heal survivors, and that's why we walk with her. So I want to give a shout out to Coach Spo, Coach Fiorentino, for always wrapping their teal. You see them on all the Heat games, and it's the Lawrence Kids Awareness Band. You know, it talks about how there's 42 million and counting, unfortunately, people that have been sexually abused as a child. And what's our mission with Lauren? To prevent sexual abuse through awareness and education, and to help survivors heal with guidance and support. April was Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but it doesn't stop at the end of the month. If you know somebody, a child that's being sexually abused, it's the law that you have to report them. So find out how you can help support survivors and report the abusers in your local community. Go to www.lawrencekids.org. Let's make a difference together.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 29th at 7:10 versus the Atlanta Braves. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar's giving me the thumbs up, and it's been quite a show. It's been a touchstone on many things that are important for me today, and I'm kind of going to go through it and end with what's most important. We started off with, well, I guess Lauren Book is really important, too. I guess I misspoke there. Lauren Book, one of the heroes in our community and now around the world, recognized, unfortunately, because of the trauma that she survived in her life. Lauren Book, you really do need to go to laurenskids.org and see her story and look at her happy face, because behind the happy face is a woman that had to deal with a bunch of experiences that many people had to deal with, including myself, which is being abused as a child. Lauren Book speaks for those who don't have a voice, but more importantly, she goes out and reaches out and helps bring people out of the darkness so that they can talk about what happened to them when they were abused as a child, or God forbid, helps the person recover. And believe me, it's not just the abused child. Imagine the guilt that a parent feels when they have let their child walk into the situation where that child was abused by usually somebody that they knew. And it's not somebody that looks like a person in Skid Row. It's a teacher. It's a coach. It's a family member. It's somebody in their house. It could be a service provider. Anybody, you need to watch for the signs. What are the signs? Somebody grooming the person, grooming you, conning you, making you think that they're something that they're not. If they're giving your child a little extra attention, treating them incorrect, treating them a little bit better than they treat everybody else, that's a sign. Watch it. Go and ask your child. Make sure that they have a safe person that's not just you. But go out there and do what you need to do with Lauren and the kids. And then we talked to my good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI with 6,300 plus and counting networking groups across the country. We talked about networking and the involvement of sex and how the different men and women look at networking differently. But we played Aretha Franklin between his two sets, and that's what segments, and that's what's important in my opinion. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself to go out there with a professional look and a professional attire. Respect looking the person in the eye and telling them what they need to hear. Respecting the situation, listening to them. I have found the most effective thing for me is to look somebody in the eye and task them to tell me about themselves, how they got to the event, who they know at the event, how can I help them meet more people? Do you want to just stand here and meet the people while I do? It is a very powerful thing. Giving, and then you receive. Asking once you've given. And Ivan's real adamant, you got to ask. Asking is all part of it. You can't, you know, build your brand like we talk about with Bruce Turkell all the time. You can't go out there and ask the person all about themselves and make it all about them, like Bruce says. You also got to ask for the sale. But you got to ask for something that these people can do for you. You can't ask them for something that they can't do. You have to make sure that when you ask the question, that it's something that really makes sense to you. And then our last segment was with the doctor, Dr. Diego, who heads nephrology, who brought my wife back from life. You know, we gave it really short service in the ramp up to his interview. My wife was found by our housekeeper on the floor, basically speaking in tongues. She still doesn't remember that I was there and that I spoke to her and that I talked to the EMS and that I comforted her and that I was there the whole way. And I can only tell you is that when your family member is in crisis, you got to make sure they feel comfortable enough to tell you, to share with you while they're on the way down, not when they hit the bottom. Make sure you ask the questions and make sure that if you think there's something going on, and it translates back to Lauren Book and the kids, if they think that there's something going on, if their tummy doesn't feel good, if they're not exhibiting what you would consider to be normal behavior for a person, then you got to ask questions and you have to have the relationship that's solid enough so that the person will respond to you clearly and directly and completely and accurately. And that takes trust and love. And that's really what it's all about. It's all about trust. It's all about love. It's all about being there and being receptive to what the opportunities in the world give you. My wife will tell you that it's her mental attitude. She runs around with that Pharrell, what's the guy's name? Pharrell Williams with the hat, with the happy song, catchy tune, but listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. That's right. It's all about peace, love, and happiness. Just like Skipper Chuck used to say, if you're old enough like me to remember, I won balloon drop once and Scrubby let me pop the balloon. It was great. But going back to it, I was riding around town all day today, looking at all the growth that's going on, looking at the change in the city. It's for real. It's not just a cycle. Miami is on the cusp of an explosive growth. You heard us talk with the guys from Emerge Miami. That's coming up in a few days. You want to make sure you check that out. It's going to do for our community what Art Basel did. First, we did the arts. Now we're doing technology and startup. It's going to be awesome. Hey, Oscar, I got a minute left? All right, I'm putting the glasses on. I want to thank Dr. Ivan Meisner, who brings his insights to us on a regular basis. I want to thank the folks at UHealth, who brought me my new wife, or revitalized wife. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, who brings us joy all the time when we drive our automobiles, even, believe it or not, when we bring it for service. Because when I go there, I meet my friends at Warren Henry. They're my family, and I feel like I'm part of their family. The NFL alumni, they're helping kids, just like Lauren's kids does. Lauren's kids, the Miami Marlins. And oh, by the way, when the season comes around, the Miami Dolphins, too. Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, high five to Ezra. Thank you for all your support. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions. We'll be back next week with them where we talk about more green energy stuff. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm going to put Dr. Diego and Vivian up on YouTube as soon as I can figure all that out. Our website, www.jimfriedonbusiness. Go there for all the archives on health, wellness, business, technology. It's awesome. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on Fried on Business. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama, come a country boy. You said I'm looking for Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. You drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last weekend,
took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-doom-doo-da-da-da.